Tonight, Too Hard to Swallow podcast. It's Saturday, September 26th, 10:08 p.m. A lot of people have been hitting me and asking me what's my thoughts on the Breonna Taylor case. And, you know, this type of shit, it's always hard for me to talk about because it hurt me so much, you know. So a lot of times I just avoid speaking on it or talking about it because it's just painful and shit. And you know, the bottom line. Breonna Taylor family got $12 million. You know, that's great. But of course, Breonna Taylor still lost her life. I'm pretty sure her family members would rather have her back than to have that $12 million. And probably the reason for them giving that $12 million because they know they was going to bullshit them. You know, if you award a family $12 million in a wrongful death case and then don't charge nobody, that's bullshit. You know, and you got people that say, well, the officers had a no-knock warrant. They kicked in the door. Her boyfriend shot at them. So they shot back. All right. I hear that part, but the part that you don't hear about is the officers covered that shit up. The officers covered up a goddamn crime. If you were so innocent, why the fuck would you cover up anything? If you innocent, or you believe you innocent, they covered up shit. That's why they should be locked up. The person who called the police on Breonna Taylor should be fucking locked up. So all the motherfuckers should be locked up. The district attorney dude, you know, he a black dude that's in an elite white world. Mitch McConnell, he married to a niece and all that other bullshit. So we know that he wasn't gonna do nothing. He just sold out his people. He a fucking disgrace his people. He just a bitch nigga. But Breonna Taylor deserved justice. She didn't get justice. She won't never get justice. That's the harsh reality of this shit. She not gonna get justice. And you know. So where do we go from here? It's the same shit I've been telling you from day one. Support your own people. Support black businesses. I got product right now. Go get your Too Hard to Swallow merch ASAP. Support as many black businesses as you can to keep our money circulating amongst our people. And then we can buy politicians like everybody else and push our agendas like everybody else. It's in Dr. Claus Anderson book, Powernomics. Go pick it up. Now, Dr. Claus, they got to get the Audible book to that shit. They need that ASAP. They've been bullshitting on that, but go get the book, Powernomics by Dr. Claus Anderson. He speak on it. You know, it's on two things people respect: blood and money. Either you gonna kill these motherfuckers or you take your money away. It's one of the two or both. And it don't seem like people ready for that war just yet. But if they keep this shit up, it's coming. And you know, we had to support black businesses. It's a lot of promise I still see among the young people. They doing it. It's the old people that's fucked up. Young people supporting black businesses and doing what they got to do. The older people, they bullshitting a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Support your people. That's the only way we gonna get through this type of shit. So go, you know, we make everything hot, but our own people shit hot, and we got to keep that money circulating. 'Cause we keep this money in our own communities, we start jobs in our own community, and hey, we able to do for self. You know, I've been speaking on for years about this HBCU thing. Send your kids to these HBCUs. Help our people. Send them there. Especially these athletes. Dion came to Jackson State and he did it for a reason because he know the power of doing for self. That's the only way you correct this shit. Fuck with your own people. And Louisville, Kentucky. I've never been to Kentucky, but fuck Kentucky. Fuck Kentucky. I don't never even want to go to fucking Kentucky. The name just sound fucked up. All y'all people listening, come fuck with Jackson, the real Wakanda. Well, you ain't got to worry about that dumb shit like that. Yeah, we got crime and we got a lot of issues, but the police, we don't have to worry about that part. And let's grow this motherfucker and make shit happen. People leaving these other states, like I've been telling y'all, it's time to invest in Jackson and invest in your own people. And on a side note from this, you still have to be careful because the government obviously is trying to divide people like they've been doing for hundreds of years. You know, divide and conquer. That's gonna always be true. Because they constantly show us police killing black people. And honestly, yes, police kill black people, but they kill white people too, and they kill a lot of other people too. They do. It's just a fact. But they constantly showing us them killing black people. The same way a few years ago, they always showed slave movies and shit. And people was complaining, like, stop showing fucking slave movies. It's the same thing going on with this type of shit. Because it's designed to make you feel less than. Like you say, I can't even watch this shit. When people call me, hey man, did you see this person, George Floyd, and I can't watch that shit. I can't. Because it hurt my heart to watch it. I refuse to watch that shit. And that's the only reason why they show it. Yes, it's horrible. Yes, it's outrageous. It's egregious, all that shit. But that shit hurt for me to look at it. And I know they do that to just divide the people. If everybody came together, we could stop a lot of this bullshit off top. But the odds of everybody coming together is slim or none. It's just a fact. So, fuck with your own people. Support black businesses. And keep this money in our communities. We make everything hot. It's time to make our own shit hot. It's time to have people come to fucking HBCUs. Fuck the dumb shit. That's how we honor Breonna Taylor and George Floyd and all these people that's been killed by the police that's just been murdered. You know. So, and those three police officers, fuck y'all. I hope y'all rotten, burning fucking hell. Y'all some a piece of shit. Fuck all y'all. People who called the police on Breonna Taylor. Fuck y'all. The district attorney, the chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you. Fuck all y'all motherfuckers. But let me get out of here. This shit pissing me off just to even speak on it. But those my thoughts on Breonna Taylor. God bless her and her family. This shit rough. God bless everybody who go through violence, police brutality, and who and all the people who lost people to police brutality. God bless all of y'all. Yeah. Everybody, you've been listening to the Too Hard to Swallow podcast. I am Bobby Cruder Jr. Go get your merch. The link is in the bio. Bio. I keep saying bio and shit like in New Orleans, but the bio. Support black businesses, man. I got a lot of merch on there. I appreciate all the people that's been fucking with me and tapping in. And yeah, let's continue to make our shit hot. That's what we had to do. Go get your merch ASAP. Go get it. So thanks for listening. I'm out.